Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock here on WPHM. We are here this morning to talk about the Red Kettle campaign, the Salvation Army. Jerry Mason is here. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
And we'll switch gears to the Salvation Army. You and I off the air were talking about the Michigan game this past weekend. You're a big Michigan fan, Michigan alum. Your thoughts on what happened on Saturday in Columbus?
Michigan had a game plan. They felt that they could win that game. And they went in and stuck to their game plan, and our team's goal was just to out-tough them and outplay them. And even with probably our best player, arguably Blake Quorum, injured, the guys just went out and played as a team. They played hard. We believed. We felt we could win. That team loves each other. There's a team culture. These guys are tight. And they're a family down there. There's unity. And they just went in and played as a team. Ohio State actually had better athletes.
Mm-hmm.
But we played as a better team.
Yeah.
And in real teams win, as the Tom Steading book says. So played as a team and won.
Well, it was a lot of fun. On to the Big Ten championship. Now let's switch gears back to Salvation Army, because that's something near and dear to your heart. And, of course, you and folks at St. Clair are going to be very active this weekend, right?
Well, we're going to do the first two weekends in December.
Okay.
And it's great because it isn't just, the Salvation Army serves the entire county. We don't just serve Port Huron or the city of St. Clair, only the north part of county, but the whole county comes together for Rotary, the St. Clair Rotary Club's bell ringing efforts. We think that the St. Clair Rotary Club's been ringing with the Army for as long as it's been in existence, by the way.
Wow.
And our club's going to be celebrating 100 years. The Army's been serving St. Clair County, I think, for 137 years, whole county. So we will do the first two weekends in December, but, Rotary doesn't ring alone, Paul, and you know this. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Department is going to be ringing with us. The Prosecutor's Office is on board. The Junior National Honor Society from St. Clair Middle School is on board. We'll get some National Honor Society kids from St. Clair High School. The St. Clair Run Club always takes slots, and we expect the Salvation Army band usually comes in place, but we might get the high school band out there. And while you and I were off the air chatting, Tim Coughlin just texted me from Coughlin's Jewelers and said that they were doing Ring for Bling.
That's
again,
fantastic.
Which, to refresh your memory, Coughlin's Jewelers donates a diamond necklace, and then we take everybody who rang a one-hour slot for the Army, put their names in a hat, and draw their name out. So it's a little extra incentive to ring the bell for the Army. So we're excited. December 1st, 2nd. And third, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Then we'll go the following weekend, 8th, 9th, and 10th, from 10 a.m. To 8 p.m. at Neiman's Family Market. So here we go.
Well, that is one red kettle that Major Wes Dahlberg won't have to worry about, but there are lots of other red kettles that need to have bell ringers there. And the Major's on the line with us right now. Major, good morning.
Good morning.
How's the effort going? You're finding enough people to ring bells? I think you can probably always use more. Isn't that the case?
We definitely can use all the help we can get as far as having bell ringers. And so if your business or school group or church is looking for a way to help people in their community, this is a great way to have fun with some other folks that you know and to help people have food and toys at Christmas time.
I think the way that the Rotary Club in St. Clair does it is great. They just take those kettles and they seize them for the whole week, not just one weekend, but two weekends. I mean, anybody can call and volunteer to do a two-hour shift here or there, but when you get an organization that takes ownership of a kettle for a day, a couple of days, a week, that makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It does. It helps that... you got a guy like Jerry behind the thing, pushing it along. But I think there's, well, I was going to say some more Jerrys out there, but wow, that would be frightening. anyway, there's other people out in the community I know that, if they chose to get behind this effort, really could push some things along. So if, as I said, you're another civic organization and you would like to help our neighbors in the community, that would be great.
Major, why is this important? Why is it important to fill up those red kettles every year in December at Christmas time?
Well, first of all, it, as I said, helped families right here in St. Clair County. There will be thousands of people who will be affected by this effort. And so that's the first thing. The second thing is we raise about a third of our annual budget during the holiday season every year. So it's really important for us to keep the lights on and do all the things that we need to do, not just at the holiday season, but all year round.
Jerry, how about for you? Why do you support the Salvation Army?
Christmas has always meant a lot to me, and helping other people have the same experience and the same happiness makes my Christmas, to be honest with you. If there's somebody out there listening that you get kind of down around the holidays or you say it's too commercial or I'm just not feeling it, I'd say come on out and ring the bell with me or come over to the Salvation Army on Distribution Day. We'll do Christmas for over 1,200 kids, clothes, food, toys, about. These are all local St. Clair County families. We'll probably, you know, I don't know how many families we have registered last year. We had about 650. I mean, if it just touches your heart, and it really makes Christmas to do Christmas for other people because that's ultimately what it's about.
Yeah. There are so many people that will help do that, and they say, look, we got help from the Salvation Army when I was a kid or a year ago or 10 years ago, and we just want to give back now.
Yeah, those are the kettle stories. You'll be at the kettle ringing a bell, and somebody will come along, and they'll throw a 20 in the kettle, and they'll say, in 1990, you know, my mom got sick, my dad lost his job, and if it wasn't for the Army, we wouldn't have had Christmas. And they'll stop, and they'll tell you very personal details about, you know, how they wouldn't have had Christmas without the Salvation Army. And so that's what the Army does. I mean, 87 cents on every dollar given will go directly to those in need in St. Clair County. All the money stays local. That's that, unless you designate otherwise, all the funds stay local. Now, we did one exception for that this summer for our car show, Cars and Kettles. Mm-hmm. We dedicated that to the Ukraine because the Army was uniquely equipped to do that. But for Christmas bell ringing, we go back to our model, back to our template. This is for St. Clair County and for people in need in St. Clair County.
Very good. Major, if somebody wants to ring the bell this Christmas time, what do they need to do?
Well, if they have a Wi-Fi connection or internet connection, they can go to registertoring.com. And when they go on there, they can pick a date, a time, a location, leave their contact information, and it'll even send a reminder email that you're supposed to ring on that date and time. Or you can call our office at 810-984-2679.
All right. Some very important weeks coming up leading up to Christmas, and we hope to see a lot of people manning those kettles and ringing the bell because that makes a big difference.
It does. And St. Clair County is a generous county.
4 weeks left.
Go ahead, Major.
4 weeks left.
Yeah, 4 weeks left.
Yep. We have 4 weeks left until Christmas.
Wow.
So for many reasons, that might be pushing people along, but for us, it's really, really vital.
Yeah, absolutely.
The kettles are out, I think, until Christmas Eve, right, Major West?
That is correct.
Yeah, but they're out, and come and ring with us. It's a lot of fun, or start a Christmas tradition of either your group or a family member or friends. You know, people wonder, hey, let's get together and do something for the holidays. Well, come on and ring an hour for the Salvation Army. And when you get up on Christmas morning and think about 1,200 kids who are having Christmas or 650 families who are having Christmas because you took the time to make a difference, to ring and to donate, you will not have an unhappy Christmas. I guarantee it.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Absolutely. Well, good luck. We'll look for the Rotary Club in St. Clair at Neiman's this weekend and next weekend. I know you guys are going to have a ball.
We're going to have fun. Ring for bling and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Major. Merry Christmas, Jerry. Thanks to both of you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, you bet. 21 past 8 o'clock now here on WPHM.